It's 9:15. She's got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look. It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she definitely has a look again. Monica Bothan in the studios.
It's not easy.
It's what?
It's not easy.
Gotta get the mic.
Uh-oh. Got
it. For your soda there.
Yeah, I gotta have to have a soda.
There, now we'll start over. Monica's in the studio.
Woo, I sure am.
Are you having fun, Monica?
Oh, I'm having a blast because I have so much shoes, boots, and all these fun things to talk about. And I hate to run out of stuff to talk about. And my hair is a little wild today, but that's okay.
Well, you just blew in here like a tornado.
Yes.
And set everything up within under 5 minutes, all the apparel that you brought into the studio.
Yeah. I want to tell you about that.
Go ahead.
Can I tell you about a story when I went to school in the cities?
Yeah, sure.
Yep. Well, it was, you could work at your own pace. And I found out later that I worked at a faster pace. I knew that.
Yep.
And then maybe I could get off earlier on Thursday or something and go back home or go visit my husband, who is my husband now, just because I got all my stuff done. Later, I found out that they got commission off of your students if you're in the classroom.
Oh.
So they didn't like it if I left early. And they certainly didn't like it when I did a display under like 5 minutes. Displays always, and then they'd fail me, and then I'd say, I don't get it. And they said, you're going too fast.
Oh.
Slow it down.
Wow.
So I did the same display, and then got an A.
Wow.
So I'm used to doing things faster.
Yeah.
But as I get older, I feel like I've slowed down a tad. What do you think, Paul?
I don't think you've slowed down at all, Monica.
Okay.
You came in here and set all this display up. We took some pictures, put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Can see how much stuff, how much apparel, shoes, boots, jeans.
So should we call this Sentimental Friday? I just love what I do. And even if they're working on our streets, it does not matter. I still love what I do. It's an inconvenience, though, to my customers, and I do not like that. But the street is open, and people can still park out front. But I suggest parking on 10th Street, which is on the block right by me. You know, and most women do not want to ride to their car. They say, Monica, it's good for me to walk a little bit. Everyone is so good to me. But Pinky is all ready to pick people up and drop them off at their car.
Oh, is that what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
For one, maybe it's like everybody was asking me, because everybody in Dawson is so awesome, and Madison too, and all these surrounding towns, they're willing to let me come into their own place if I need to bring my stuff.
Right.
But I said, you don't want to say that twice. Because I got a lot of stuff.
You got a lot of stuff.
And it would be too hard for me to take all that out.
Yeah, right.
So I guess the locals are saying, you know, just park on 10th Street, and then you can get over to Monica's.
Yeah. Well, it's temporary, but the streets are tore up pretty good in Dawson.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like anything we do in our home. You've got to have a mess before it's better.
Hey.
And I say that to myself every night before I go to bed. It'll be okay, Monica.
Yep, it'll be okay. All right. Well, I know we got a lot to talk about. We better get to it because you got
big celebration. Yeah, and I haven't stopped shopping.
You haven't stopped shopping.
Well, I mean, I have presents online that I can get, or I have catalogs. Oh, my gosh. Monica is not going to go empty.
Okay.
And I'm not having problems getting stuff.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's good.
I'm not that person.
All right.
But this one, I promised I'd show people right away. I've got some ladies from Minneapolis that wanted me to make sure that I brought all these goodies. That's why I kind of loaded it up really good today. So this is a little jacket, and I say I haven't been waiting long. Well, it's not like I've waited long for it. It's just it hasn't been available until now. And it's got that nice clean lines, clean sleeve. What I like is it's Monica-nized on the side. It's got that little stretch so you can wear your size.
Right.
You know, and it fits good around the yay, and it zips up nice, and it's just cute, and I love it, and I have it in black. And ladies that are going on trips, they've been grabbing this. This is a hot pick, so if you can come to Monica's, you need this.
I love the design on it.
It's flattering.
Yep.
Hey, Monica, looks like you lost some weight. Well, it's maybe my coat.
Buy the coat.
Buy the coat and eat the pie.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So here's a little festive for the Labor Day weekend. Some people maybe already have them. These happen to be a 7.5. I'm not sure if I have any more in my store. But this weekend, I've been really going to work hard on organizing my store as I'm getting ready for my bash, which is September 14th through the 17th. The food is served on Friday at noon until it's gone, and I'm packaging it up into go containers to keep everyone safe. So these are a hot pick for Labor Day weekend. And yes, Monica's is open today till 6 and Saturday 10 to 5. My hours are the same. Didn't change them.
Awesome.
And these are an 8.5, and whoever can wear these needs them today because it's Monica's favorite color, the caramel.
Yep, that is a nice color.
And look at what this shacket over here. I'm going to leave this up because this is my shacket with popping with the red copper. This is a hot pick.
Awesome.
Right here. If you get cold,
these really shackets, matches.
Yeah, I just love that.
Do you like the match?
Oh, you think? I just do. I'm from the matchy match world. Right. But so that's why Monica normally would maybe put a black or a cream top underneath it, but it needed a pop of color. And look at these little cuties. These are Navy Cruiser. They're not the Cruiser. They're called, gosh, they're called something else. And the Rider. I know it's a cruise. The others are Cruisers that are somewhere in here. And then these are the Riders. So these are navy denim with a little taupe on the side.
Nice shoes.
My shoe room is full of shoes, and I have a little bit of here and there. I'm just saying, if you need good quality shoes, Monica's is the place to go. And you get a dark chocolate sea salt caramel.
You don't get that anywhere else.
No. And I try to help you as much as I can.
You do.
And I thank you, customers, this week for saying thank you for being here and thanking me for the help. And I really feel like I'm not that helpful, but in my store, there's a lot of stuff.
Yep.
So I feel like I got to help if they want me to. Okay. Otherwise, let them just be. And these, it looks like it's a caramel day. Now, Paul Ramo, doesn't this remind you of the 70s with the little fringies?
That's all 70s. That's all 70s shoe
there. I hope
people
buy these shoes today, so I'm not tempted to get them because I have a lot of shoes. But my hubby always says, I don't care how many shoes you have. Just get rid of some of your other ones.
Do you have a hard time getting rid of stuff?
I do, but I don't if I can give it to people that I know need it. Mm-hmm. Then I'm... then it's good, and I've done that a few times, so I'm better. As long as I can home it to another person.
Okay, good.
This is cute. I have one pair left, but guess what? I couldn't find the other one, and my mission is when I get back to my store to find the mate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's kind of a fringy, a lot of fringe along.
And it is so cute.
Is that a boot or a shoe?
It's a booty.
It's a what?
It's a booty.
It's a booty.
Ankle booty.
Ankle booty.
Yep, and it's cute.
Okay. Gotta get a little closer to the mic there.
And it's cute.
All right. There you go.
Okay. We're in the caramel look. That's because everything usually is black. But this is a neutral color that can go with this outfit or black or anything. And how cute is this? And how many times are you going to get real leather and a sewn down sole with extra grip? Look at this extra grip, Paul Ramo.
Wow, you're not going to fall on the ice on
that
one.
This is Minnesota friendly.
Yeah, that's a nice boot there.
Doesn't this make a good picture?
It does.
You didn't take it.
You're hinting, okay. Yeah, we're snapping pictures today.
We're snapping pictures.
There we go. Right.
We're catching up.
There we go. Got to do social media too, right?
Oh, definitely. Right. Okay, drum roll on these. If you don't have this color, I call it paper bag tan.
Call it what?
I call it paper bag tan. You know the paper bags?
Paper bag. Oh, that's a color of the paper bag. Oh, yeah, okay, got it.
They call it nutmeg, but if you know nutmeg, this does not look like nutmeg color.
Okay.
This is really the kickoff of the khaki, but not. It's more caramely. But look at how cute that is. And
you got everything's matching with that shacket behind you.
Yeah, but this one too. Do you think I didn't even plan that. I really did. And this is the cute with the shacket.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have one medium shacket left in this.
It's kind of the stain
color.
And
this is an 8-pan. You know who you're out there who wants this. I just know who wants it. But I'm not going to say her name and embarrass her. But this is cute. And then you throw this booty with it. OMG. How cute is that?
Think you were into fashion or something, Monica.
You think? Fashion is my passion. Oh, okay. Rose gold or pink blush or whatever you want to call it is the hottest color.
Another pair of shoes.
On the runway.
What color is that for shoes?
Rose gold. It's called rose gold. I call it pink blush.
Kind of shiny.
And it is called rose gold on here. These happen to be 8.5s. I could use a new pair. I have a pair like these that I've
Are they easy to get on?
Oh, my God. Feel the insole.
Oh, they'll slip right on there, I bet.
And you know what my mom always said? Bless her heart. As she's in heaven watching over me, her daughter, Monica, and everyone else. Monica, don't ever buy cheap shoes.
Is that what your mom said? Don't ever buy cheap shoes.
Always buy good quality shoes. She was so right.
Yep.
Our feet have to carry us through life.
Yep, I agree.
And these shoes are amazing. I may have an 8, 8.5. I may have a 10. I'm not sure. But you can always message me. Oh, and I'm doing, I can't say about, I only got 4 minutes left and I got a hush. But I'm doing something new for my special fashionistas, who is anyone that walks into my store. I love them. I'm going to Monicanize an outfit for them. So many is saying, Monica, I would have loved that outfit. It's not in my size. So if you want to get on the list, and I don't want to refuse anybody, but get on the list and say, Monica, you can give me your sizes. I kind of know everyone's sizes, but just to double check, I'll Monicanize an outfit and ship it to them.
Awesome. That's pretty cool.
I'm going to start doing that.
All right. Awesome.
Because of people saying to me, Monica, I would have loved that. Of course you would have. And I should have known that, but I'm one person.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to start that.
Okay. Good.
And my ladies from the cities are pumped.
We want to save some time here to talk about your big bash coming
okay.
up here.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
What do you got?
Can
Bean
I show
jacket?
This?
Yep.
And the pink blush sweater and the fun necklace and the cute blingy jeans are so cute. Ankle jeans, a few sizes left. I am having my 15-year anniversary, God willing, September 14th through the 17th. And I'm hoping Paul Ramo will come live Friday.
Absolutely. Oh. I'll be over there live.
Okay. And we're celebrating 15 years. I'm serving hot chicken sandwiches to go. And we're going to have a lot of door prizes. And there's a lot of new things that are going to be happening at Monica's.
So how many years in business?
15 years, God willing.
15 years. That's a big milestone,
it's
Monica.
It's really sentimental to me because every time people would walk in my store right away, they'd ask me how long it's open. 8 months, 9 months, a year and a half. 4 years, 7 years, 8, and then now 15. I got goosebumps all over. And what is Monica wearing? She's wearing denim. You know why? I'm feeling like the Labor Day weekend, you know, vibes, denim, flip-flops. I can stretch my legs, kind of. Crop jeans.
Don't hurt yourself.
Any kind of crop jean with something on the bottom is a hot pick, but I'm going to work.
All right. So talk about the bash one more time.
I am
you want people
my
to come over, shop, and have a what?
Okay, a hot chicken sandwich. So I'm having my bash September 14th through the 17th. That's Friday of the bash. I'm serving the hot chicken sandwiches to go from noon till they're gone. And sign up for door prizes. Find out about Monicanizing an outfit for you. Yes, some people can't come. You can reach out to me. But we're doing door prizes, and we're giving away things away every day.
Wow.
We have to. We have to celebrate.
You bet. And I'll be over there on the 16th.
Yes, and I want to thank everybody for all the kind words of this show that say that they love this show. Because to listen to my voice, I really appreciate you guys to listen to this voice.
Well, you bring a lot of energy into the studio, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope everybody has a safe weekend. I'm open today till 6 and tomorrow 10 to 5. Have a safe Memorial weekend.
Labor Day.
Labor. Okay. Hey, and I was practicing this to say it right. I did it wrong again. Have a safe Labor Day weekend.
All right. That's Monica with Fashionista Fridays.
Bye.